Well, you know, I can remember about 4, almost 5 months ago being in Home Depot and having a young man say that the epidemic was going to last until fall. And at that time, we were under the impression that it was just going to be 14 days.
Yeah, little did people know that it was going to be a little bit longer than that.
It's like, pow. And so I was having a conversation with Jackie, and she said, why don't you guys talk about what you all are doing? Because a lot of couples are struggling and really experiencing and learning things about themselves they didn't know. And so we decided that we would share our quarantine quotient episode so that we can help each other to better navigate our healthy relationships during this pandemic.
Yeah, because this is a unique time, but that episode is going to be coming up next on this episode of the Rich Relationship Podcast with Gil and Renee.
Episode 59.
Welcome to the Rich Relationship Podcast with Gil
and Renee, where amazing things happen. Our goal is to help build, repair, and restore healthy relationships.
Our primary focus is on the marriage relationship. However, the topics are applicable to the relationships that we value most. Remember, we're stronger together.
Let's grow.
Well, we are back, and this is going to be an interesting one because we're going to be talking about some of the things that are kind of going on with everybody's kind of experiencing. Yeah. You know, everybody's going through the pandemic, COVID thing, and a lot of people are at home and being with each other. But this was something that I think you wanted to really, really talk about. And I think this is going to be a good episode.
Yeah, because I think it's important that we don't ignore what's going on. Because sometimes in media and television, when you're doing a television program, you don't want to time mark it so right. That it can be evergreen so you can continue to use it. But that's one of the things I love about podcasting is that it still can be evergreen. And you still can talk about what's going on. And I think that it's important that we address and that we communicate what we're doing. What are some of the things we're doing? And I was asked to write an article, and it's called basically, we called it, what is your quarantine quotient?
Right.
So we're going to help to upgrade your quarantine quotient. And so it's not like a test you have to take. I remember with this all started, I remember doing a 14-day journey on Facebook.
With your
and,
group, yeah.
Yeah, with our group, did a 14-day journey, and that video is up on our website. And it basically, I kind of talked about some of the things that we needed to be doing, because getting people to stay home who are used to being in constant motion can be challenging. And so I know that a lot of people were, some people were alone, some people were single, some people were not with necessarily with their families. And so I'm like, well, what can we do to kind of better help to equip us all, you know, for those of who are together with our spouses after not necessarily being together a lot, and then people who are single. So I said, well, I'll just do a 14-day live, and just to kind of go over it, each of the days I did a video.
And I think you got a bigger response from that than you had anticipated.
Yeah.
You know, that goes to show you that people are going through some situations and circumstances. And I think this brought out a lot of things in individuals that they needed to really be aware of and conscious of, that, you know, it's sometimes you think you want to be alone, but until you're forced to be alone, you don't really realize how much you enjoy the company of others. Even, you know, for someone who may be a natural introvert or who loves being by themselves, now you're forced to be by yourself and you realize, well, people do matter a little bit more than I thought they did.
I think that really what this has done for all of us is it's made us reevaluate and it's made us reprioritize, and it's also made us find other ways of doing the things that we enjoy doing.
Right.
And we've definitely done all of those things. And so I did the 14 days, and each day there was a different thing to be. And the first day it was to be ready. Okay. And a part of that was making sure you had the things you needed. You know, you have to think about, you know, there was a shortage of tissue and Clorox.
Well, people were going crazy with that, about the tissue.
It was
funny but sad.
It was funny and sad because people were doing earrings and jewelry and things on the ground, art murals. And so there are lots of ways that people were, you know, trying to be ready. And the scripture that I used for that was Hosea 10 and 1. And then the next day we talked about being be active, you know, and that's definitely something that we have done. We started walking every day.
Right. But I think you have to find something to be active, especially if you're going to be kind of stuck in the house. You have to really, I noticed I said stuck in the house because, let me change that to being confined to a certain space. And that was something that I think that was a benefit out of this. I think a lot of positive things have come out of the COVID thing, you know, at least in this sense of what we're talking about right now. That was one, you know, where we started really physically getting more active. Right. You know, I think it's been great. I noticed when we're out on our walks, you see people out with their families. You know, you see people riding bicycles and walking more, which is definitely going to have a positive impact on their life.
And so when the people say, well, I've gained they're calling it the COVID-15.
Right.
Well, it's probably because the same habits you had when you're going out, which was just eating and being sedentary, now it has amplified. So I really believe that what this is doing, it's going to amplify everything. Anything that was small in your life is going to be more noticeable now. And so for us, we made the conscious decision to be active and to be walking. And the next one was actually, so each day there was something different. There was 14 of them. Be ready. It was be, let me see. Let me go and get these little pull them all up. So Gil, how did you feel about this? So what would be something that you can say that this has done for you? What would you say has helped you with increasing your quarantine quotient?
For me, I would say it was probably the focus. You know, if I had to coin a term, focus factor, so to speak, you know, I had to really not only was I already focused on things that I was doing, but I think it made me become more focused on other things as well as my daily activities,
like,
you know,
relationships.
Right. And, you know, I work from home now, which I love and I think it's great, but also a lot of people have probably been more productive as they work from home and they realize, wow, I must have been wasting a whole lot of time when I'm in the office or at my wherever I was working. And when you get home, next thing you know, at least my productivity has gone up. And so I could say my focus has been more focused, if I could say that.
Yeah, your attention has been more focused.
Yeah, my attention has been more focused.
Yes. And so of the things, so each of the days there was something different. So the first one was be still. The second was be real. The third one was be present, because even though you're in the same house together, it doesn't mean you are available to each other. And so that's one of the things that we were very conscious of when we go on our walks. No phones, no work. It was a time for us really to just talk and connect and to be intentional about it. Because I think that sometimes when you're married, it's very easy to take your spouse for granted. And being intentional about setting a time to be together and doing something like a date night, which is something we've always done. So there's, now that you have more time, you can use more of that time to do things that are going to build your relationship. Be humble. And the reason why that's important is because it's really easy when things aren't going the way you planned or the way you expected to get self-centered and self-focused and get down on the situation, down on yourself, and then basically which would cause you to be down on everybody around you.
You know, one of the things I think is great during this, because if you've been confined to a fixed space, so to speak, I know a lot of people right now are kind of venturing back out, but it's not over, y'all, unfortunately. And if we don't stay still for a little while longer, we should have already established our new habit.
Yes.
You know, this is
because it takes 21 days to do that.
Right. And this is, and we've definitely gone longer than 21 days. This is not new to us anymore. So wearing a mask or having 6 feet of separation, those things should be automatic now in our habits. And so when you go through those things, you have to be real conscious of getting out of it.
Exactly.
And making a purposeful effort to get out of it, because if you're doing it intentionally by going out and not adhering to some of the rules that our authorities have put in place, you're going to make this go out a little bit longer.
And I think one of the things that we noticed, because, you know, last week we got to go and we did a television and two radio interviews.
Right.
And we had to go to Atlanta, and to just see the amount of people who were
totally
not
blowing it off. Yeah.
You know, as if it was, I was laughing. I was telling somebody, I said, they're acting like it's like 1989.
Right.
Everything is good and it's not. And so a part of that humility is going to help us to remember, while it may not be affecting you directly, it could be affecting someone else.
Right.
Someone else can become ill because of you. The other one was to be grateful. You know, I think it's really easy to have an attitude of gratitude when things are going on, because it has a way of keeping you grounded and it helps you to have something to look forward to. And gratitude is always the key to anything that you want to turn out positive, gratitude is one of the ingredients that you have to have.
And I think a lot of people may find it difficult to be thankful, and our heart goes out to those who are really, really struggling, you know, whether it's loved ones and jobs and income, whatever they were doing. We understand that that is real as well.
It is very real.
You know, and we're not talking about it, just ignore what's really going on.
Like a laissez-faire, blow it all off. But I think that even when people are struggling with their finances, this is a time to kind of really reevaluate our spending habits and our spending patterns. But also when you think about someone losing their life.
Yeah,
so you have to really be, you know, and I remember when our friend Libretta, that was what really brought it home for us, was when she was on a respirator. This is someone you know and love and care about. And we are praying and fasting and believing God. And so I think that you shouldn't have to get it to get it.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't have to be someone close to you. But God has a way of, again, humbling us when it's someone that you love and care about.
Then it's real. Then you want everybody to wear a mask and adhere to all the rules and all those authorities, what they put in place for us, for our own protection and our own safety. Right. Yeah. So that's something that, you know, people have to be conscious of.
Yeah. And we have to think about the fact that it's not just us. And then the next one was to be patient. You know, we didn't know this is only 14 days in when we did this 14 days journey. Little did I know we were going to need to be patient, be very, very patient.
And if you are already struggling with being patient,
yes,
this is going to be a real challenge.
Well, you know, think about that. The only way you can be patient is to wait.
Right.
The only way you can learn to be patient. And so the way, if we can't say we want to learn to be patient, and we don't want to wait. That is the way you learn to be patient, is by waiting and by how you wait. Mm-hmm. And so I can honestly say for us and the other 19 people who are writing this book, we found something to do that was positive, that was going to help. And it helped us to be more patient because we have something else to focus on. And you said that the importance of finding something different.
What book are you talking about?
Our book, Our Marital Code, The Rich Relationships, Our Marital Code to Oneness, the anthology. With the amazing 17 co-authors, and we have two subject experts, and we have an amazing foreword by it's a great group of people. When I look at all the posts, because we've been posting it in social media because we're gearing up for that, but just to see that we were able to work with 19 other couples all over the country to accomplish one common goal. That is, it's amazing.
Yeah, and that requires, and you mentioned it from a patient standpoint, you know, if you struggle with it and now all of a sudden you're forced to exercise it, it's going to be unusual and difficult and different for you. You know, if you're naturally a patient person, it wasn't any big deal for you.
My husband is naturally, that's his, you know, like of the fruits of the spirit. His strength is patience.
Right.
And mine is joy. And so, of course, whatever, every coin has a flip side. And so.
And that, you know, and as we talking about updating your quarantine quotient, mm-hmm. that's a real good point, because you can find strength in that.
Yes.
When you talk about your spouse's strength being maybe a difficult area for you, or we call it a growth area. There are days where I need some joy. And we just recently talked about that, just kind of off air, where just in our natural conversation, how I appreciate how joyful you are, even in the midst of what everyone is going through and everything that is going through, because you can pull from that.
Yeah.
You can pull that strength from those situations, when those days where you really, really need it, or almost like a boost or a shot in the arm. That was something that was very beneficial for me, you know. So even when it comes to patient here recently, because you sit on the couch and you're on that computer and doing all the things, whether it's for the book project and all the graphics you're doing for other clients and stuff like that, that requires a whole lot of patience. So you could actually be getting strengthened in your growth area and not even realizing it. But the catch is, you have to be focused on something else.
Yes. And that's somebody else, and helping somebody else and serving somebody else is the greatest way for you to. I remember there's a song, so forget about yourself and concentrate on me and worship God. Well, our way of worshiping God is serving someone else.
Right.
It's not just singing a song. It's
right.
living a life. And it's, and those are the ways that we can, you know, find out what our quarantine quotient is, because it is something that we can really work on, is letting this time make us better.
Right.
And the next one was to be wise. You know, like we're talking about, you know, no, it's not comfortable. We went today. one of Gil's Air Force sons
was promoted. Well, he wasn't promoted. He actually assumed his first, well, he said it was his third command, yes. But that was something that was a blessing to be able to see where you see someone that you kind of mentored and you seen something in them.
As he said, you held him hostage.
I didn't hold him hostage. If anything, I didn't want to say it during the ceremony. I held him accountable.
Yes.
You know, and that's something that as we're talking about quarantine quotient, that we have to be remembered.
We
that
need to be accountable, held
accountable. Accountable in every situation, in every circumstance in our life, because this is one that we are going to be held accountable. If you knew your behavior and some of the things that you did or did not do can directly affect someone else's life or livelihood, we probably would have a different reality
approach.
Different approach how we take on our day-to-day things and adhering to the quarantine quotient thing.
Because it was not comfortable to wear that mask. I told you I felt like Hannibal Lecter with that mask on my face. And it's not comfortable. However, it was important for me to be there. And so therefore, in order to be there, I had to wear a mask.
So you had to follow the rules.
I had to follow the rules. I had to follow the simple instructions. So a part of being wise is adhering to and submitting to the new normal. Everyone keeps waiting because I kept saying, well, I ended up staying in for like 45 days where I didn't go out at all. You were
literally
for real. I didn't go out, you guys. Gil went to the grocery store. We did everything. And then a part of being wise is realizing at some point I'm going to have to adjust to what this new normal is. And so what are some of the ways we can do that? You know, like for the babies, for birthdays, instead of having a traditional birthday party, we all went camping.
And I think that's going to be something that a lot of people have to really think about. How can I still enjoy some things in my life?
Right.
And adhere to the rules.
Exactly.
And the outdoor industry is booming.
Yes, it is.
You know, so
the great outdoors, y'all. Let's go outside.
You don't need a mask if you go. Because, I mean, we even did a nature walk at a state park here locally to where we live. And you didn't have to wear a mask on the trails.
You're further away from each other.
Because you're going to have, not necessarily because you're further away from each other, as far as you and I, we didn't have masks on, but you have natural separation because if you're in a huge park, it's very highly unlikely that you're going to be really right on top of somebody.
Yeah. Because what people are not thinking about is the psychological effect the isolation is having on people. And so we have to kind of be wise about that. Like my neighbor, you know, our neighbor next door, we try to reach out to her and check on her, because when you're used to being a social butterfly and now you've been put in a cage, you can kind of begin to lose some of your luster. So for those people who you have people in your life who are alone or single or elderly, reach out to them, make a phone call, them, check on them.
But that's something that you wrote in the article that I gleaned from was you have to have empathy.
You
have to have empathy for people who are really going through hard times, you know, not just from the financial aspect, but like we mentioned already, if you're going through something mentally or emotionally draining because you're isolated, you know, isolation is real. It's a reason why they put people who are unfortunately incarcerated, that they put them in isolation when they want them to really behave, you know, and you get in isolation for a little while, it's going to straighten you out on its own. Yeah. You don't have to do that. But the negative aspect of that is it can also mentally and physically pull on you too and drain you.
It can. And so then the next one was be creative.
So this is something that we can talk about that here in a second, but we're going to actually do some thank yous.
Yeah, we have a lot of those.
You know, we actually always talk about being thankful for things that have happened with people, and how even through the podcast, we have actually had a lot of opportunities come our way.
Oh,
and we
goodness.
Really wanted to say thank you. Like Renee mentioned already, we did some promotion things. It was for the book that's coming out, but we also had a magazine cover
LV magazine. We're on the cover of that.
We appreciate that. That was an honor. We're humbled by and thankful for it. Yeah. But the promotion that we did for the book, you know, we went to Atlanta for those couple days, and we literally just get between the car and those studios, back to the car and back to the room.
Lots of hand sanitizer and mask and not hugging people you wanted to hug.
That's the difficult part.
It is.
When you really are used to touching people and all of a sudden you can't do that anymore. We just bump elbows. I bump elbows with folks because you still can touch them back, keeping some separation kind of.
Yes. And we also want to just thank all of you who listen and who subscribe to the to our YouTube channel. We got a notification that we have we've reached a milestone on YouTube.
Okay, that's
for
great.
For welcoming, thanking, you know, just all of the listeners and the people who are a part of the YouTube community. For those people who are following us on Instagram, our Instagram has grown exponentially. Thank you. We love you. We appreciate your support. Thanks for following us. And thank you to the people who listen, who may not ever comment, but that if this is helping you, you know, we had an opportunity to do our first Rich Relationship Refuge hot couple session,
right,
with the Bells, and they had 15 couples on, and it was exhilarating.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of smiling faces, and it's great to see the actual community out there, and you actually get to see that you're talking to real people, because sometimes when you're in the studio and you're doing these recordings, you really don't know if you're making an impact with folks.
Right.
But just to get the feedback, whether it's through YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, all the other things that you work on,
right,
it's awesome to see. So we're really, really thankful and we appreciate it.
And thank you to the Lord for this great platform and the relationships He's building. And thank you for all of the amazing co-authors and the person who wrote our foreword for us. We are so grateful, and our subject matter experts, for helping to make the Rich Relationship, our marital code to oneness, a reality, so we can touch and help build, repair, and restore healthy, rich families and relationships.
Gil and Renee Beaver's over 30-year relationship is the genesis for the Rich Relationship podcast, which is designed to empower individuals with the tools, principles, and the community needed to unpack ourselves, our past, and our preconceived notions associated with relationships.
Let's get empty and grow together so that our lives will be filled with love and healthy, rich relationships. Now let's go into our show.
So we are talking about updating your quarantine quotient.
Yes.
You know, that
what
was,
is it?
It
upgrade.
Was from,
it's upgrade.
It was inspired from an article that you wrote in one of the magazines, and that's what we kind of just elaborating on a little bit more.
Expounding on it, answering some questions, understanding why. So we were talking about being creative.
Yes.
And one of the things that the Lord gave me during the time was that we needed to create more and consume less. And so for those of you who are struggling with that QQ15, find some creative ways to, I also have on the website a 40-day journey that's free, that you can go there and get that 40-day journey to help you with coming up with some creative, more
just some ideas,
nutritious, plant-based varieties of food. So being creative in your relationships, you know.
So if you don't want that COVID-15 to be coming down on you, maybe a good time to start thinking about maybe changing your diet a little bit.
Change your relationship.
Because what you eat definitely is going to affect you, because if you're loading up on a bunch of carbs and a lot of stuff that drains you and weighs you down while you're sitting still or even working from home, we tend to snack, you know, and you think about, we already mentioned people who are maybe stressed out a little bit.
Right.
That natural response is to go get a snack, unfortunately. Right. So that's something that maybe give you some new ideas on.
Yeah, be creative. And the other one was to be repentant.
Hmm.
And if anything is going to help us in any state of our life, but especially during this time.
Trying times,
is because to repent means to stop and turn away. And it really helps us. I think that with everything that's going on, I hear people saying, this is the end days and we're living in the last times. Well, yeah, repent then. If we really believe that that's true, we need to really give our hearts and our minds and our lives to Christ. Because if anything is going to, the one thing that is certain is death.
Right.
We know we're going to leave here. And so we need to really be thinking about, you know, when the Bible says in Romans, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, we'll be saved. Because if we don't need anything else right now, we definitely need salvation. We need to have a repentant heart towards the things that we've done or not done that God has asked us to do. And so that was an important part of the things that we were talking about during those 14 days.
Because even when you think about that term repentant, it stands for turning away.
Mm-hmm.
So there are probably some natural things that we can turn away from that we've already mentioned in this episode. You know, you can do some reflecting on those things in your own personal life, because we always talk about on these episodes of that inward journey.
Yes.
You know, when you have this time to be still and to be confined to a particular space, you really should take some time and invest in you.
Yes.
And to really do some self-examination, because the only way you're going to grow and change and get better and more productive in your life is, I think this is one of those times where we've been forced to kind of look at ourselves.
Yes. And I think that unfortunately we think that we could live God's life on our terms mm-hmm. and wonder why it's not working. And if anything, this has shown us we can't put our trust in the things we can see. So we're going to have to put our trust in the eternal God who sent his son to die for us and to make us. He is the originator of marriage.
Right.
He's the originator of family and relationships. So why not go to him?
So what would you say to a couple right now? Because I know we're talking about a lot of positive things and that's what we want to do.
Right.
But that may not be everybody's reality. You know, you may have couples who are really being challenged right mm-hmm. now. And we've been talking to a lot of couples. We do that pretty regularly. And
Yes. This
thing has really unmasked some things and relationships and people's relationships. And I think that's something that we need to just talk a little bit about.
Right.
From the aspect of, if you're having a challenging time with your spouse, what can people do?
And you know, your timing is perfect and you didn't know this because you're not looking at this. The next one is be empathetic.
Hmm. We mentioned empathy a little bit, but now we're going to talk a little bit more about it.
Empathy is your pain in my heart.
Right.
And I think that if anything we need more of right now, we need to be empathetic. We need to think about and to sit back. And it's funny because you ever looked at a puppy and how they just kind of turn their head.
Everything looks weird to them.
Looking at you. They're modeling what you're doing. We need to be like that with the people around us. We need to be looking at them and looking into them and listening to them and paying attention to them so that we can begin to feel what they feel.
Right.
And so I think that empathy has a way of making situations that are difficult and making situations that are lonely, you know, two is better than one. You know, we need to be able to walk alongside people. And so I think that regardless of whatever we're going through, and that's why we're here.
Right.
That's why we have the app Speak Freely. That's why we have the website. That's what we want, to be a safe place for people. So if you are struggling and you need to have someone else to talk to or someone else to help you work it through, because I think a big part of it is that we were talking to someone. Oh, we're on the end on the show, the Lake Morning Show. And she was saying, well, I was talking to my friend. I was telling her all to do this and try this and try that. I think that sometimes you just need to talk to somebody different.
Right.
You need other people in your life who can help you navigate your difficult time, because everyone goes through difficult times.
And that's not a natural response for people, because we are naturally probably pretty private when it comes to our relationships, especially our marital relationship. You know, you tend to want the things you can work it out on your own.
Right.
But if you don't have or haven't really refined some of the skills in your communication and your conflict resolution,
Right. You're
just going to keep going over and over of the same things. And now that you're confined to space at home, where naturally before this, we were probably spending,
you could be busy and you can be broken and busy.
We were spending 40 plus hours outside the home and a very small amount of time inside. Now you're forced to kind of look at each other and see
and
some things.
Yeah.
And that's what you should do first. But you see things in each other that you may not have dealt with in the past. And now you're kind of forced to, because it's, as this COVID thing goes out longer and longer, it's probably boiling up more and more, and you probably are revisiting a lot of things that you thought were done and dealt with and resolved.
Yeah. And so guess what the next one is? Be open.
Right. We talk a lot about this, about being hot, honest, open and transparent. And we just shared this with the conference
Recession.
People from yesterday.
Yeah.
And just sharing with them about what that really means. And we mention it all the time on the show. If you listen to the show, you know, the hot, honest, open and transparent, which
and
is
when
your
we're talking about being open, we're not talking about you being the giver of truth to people. We're talking about you being open and honest about who you are and who you are not, and making sure that you understand how you can communicate what your needs are to people. Because I think that when you think that it's your job to tell people what to do, you automatically create animosity versus communicating, hey, I need your help.
Right.
Could you help me? Being open with the fact that we need each other and we need help.
And that's really just talking about sharing what you think and how you feel, especially for couples who we mentioned that may be going through some challenges. You have to really sit down and think what's really going on with maybe something that is unresolved and think about it, but then bring it to your spouse and say, hey, I have a problem. This is something that is bothering me. Right. What do you think about it?
Right.
Not necessarily looking for a solution, but some looking for dialogue.
To be able to communicate and be open and talk to one another. And that's how your relationship is going to grow. And I think so many times we don't realize that we are stronger together. And that's not a cliche. We really, really are. And the next one is be prayerful.
Mm.
You know, we need to take our concerns to the Lord
first.
And this is not an order of priority, because the first thing you should do is
right.
Even when you're being still, you can be praying.
Right.
But it's just realizing that the reason why prayer is so important is because we can go to God and talk to him. If there's things that are going on with us financially or physically or emotionally, we need to be able to first go to the Lord and really understand what's really bothering us. Mm-hmm. And what we really need and what we're really concerned about. And then we can then go to our spouse or our parents or our coworker and say, this is what I need. And then you do that one time. And then you can keep going back to the Lord about it until you see a change.
But that's one of the steps in that really requires that person to do is to say, this is what I need. This is what I need.
I have a problem.
Right.
Yeah. And if we started off with your I statements, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier, because I remember going to the Lord. When we first got saved, I was going to the Lord every day. Well, Lord, the girls are doing this, and Lord, and Gil is doing this, and Lord, and you just need to change them. And he said, how about I change you? So then when they do what they're going to do, it won't bother you.
Right. And that kind of goes back to empathy too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next one was to be active, which we talked about that earlier. And it's so active, not just physically active. One of the things, if you think that there is a book or a business or a dream inside of you, actively take steps towards that.
Maybe a good time.
This is a great time. You know, there's no time like the present. And sometimes I really believe that tragedy is the necessity, the mother of invention. When bad things happen, it really makes you rethink and it makes you reevaluate. And sometimes being knocked down makes you realize, maybe this isn't really what I want to do. And maybe I need to be doing something different. And so not just being physically active, but being active in your relationship, thinking about areas of your home. You know, we did a lot of
renovations. I think a lot of people have been doing a lot of home projects. Wow. Right.
We did a lot of home projects. We did a lot of organizing and cleaning things out. And just, we were meant to move. We were created to create. And so if you're not moving and creating, then that could be why you feel depressed and overwhelmed. And not that those feelings aren't real, but there's some physical things that we can be doing to offset it, not to make it go away, but
because there's things that you cannot control. And when this pandemic is going to be over, we can't control that.
No, we have no control over that.
When God forbid something happened in your life, or someone's in the hospital or things like that, we can't control that. We can pray for them. We can intercede for them, but we can't control those things. So what can you do in the midst of those things? And that's something that we've kind of been trying to share with you on this show of updating your quarantine quotient about some of the things that you can do.
And the last one is to be ready.
Okay. When we say ready, what are we talking about?
Be ready for losses, and understand that it's different now. When someone passes away and when someone goes to be with the Lord, you may not necessarily be able to go to a funeral.
Right.
And so how can you still be available to people without physically being there? Write a card. You know, people now can go back to some of those old things we used to do, making gifts, writing cards, calling people. And so I think that we just have to think about, nothing is going to be the same. But it doesn't mean it can't be better.
Right.
And so we need to be ready for that. We need to be ready for, and if you look throughout biblical times, this is not new. It's new to us, but it's not new. And we need to look at it through the lens of, Lord, if you're allowing us to go through this, there's something you're trying to teach us as a nation, as husbands, as wives, as mothers, as brothers, as people in the military. We need to be ready for what this next chapter in life is going to happen, what it's going to be like. And that comes from preparation.
And I was saying, change. Yeah. All those things are changes. Yeah. Things are not going to go back to the way
no,
it was.
They're not.
And not to say that that's bad, because
no, it's
not. Of the things that we were probably doing, we didn't need to do.
Yeah, like washing our hands. I mean, I'm just sad that we had to be told to wash your hands.
Right.
You know, but I think about all the things that are different as a result of this. And I think that it's made us wiser. It's made us kinder. It's made us more aware of our growth areas, because sometimes you don't realize how bad your budget is until it's stretched.
Right.
Sometimes you don't realize how important someone is until they're gone.
Or you can't talk to them or be with them, yes, or communicate with them that you took for granted.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we need to be ready for change. And I think a part of it is with upgrading our quarantine quotient. It is a time of just self-examination. It's a time of, you know, using empathy. It's a time of being available. It's a right. time of being present. It's a time of being prayerful. It's a time of being repentant. It's a time of being still and ready and present and humble and grateful and patient and wise and open to whatever it is that God has.
Because, Carl, it's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
We're going to change. We're going to grow. We're going to get better, y'all. It's going to come out. We're going to come out of this on the better side.
Yes,
trust me, we will. I really believe that.
I believe that too.
So we just wanted to share some quarantine quotient with stuff with you guys on this episode of the Rich Relationship Podcast with Gil and Renee. And just remember, we are stronger together.
Let's grow.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for your investment in time. Remember to subscribe to the show and hit the notification icon to be notified when new episodes are posted on the podcast platform that you're listening from.
Or you can always find us on our website at richrelationshipsus.com or our YouTube channel, Rich Relationships with Gil and Renee. If you found this podcast helpful or you think it could help someone that you know and care about, please pass it along and share it with them.
And also, you can always send your questions and comments to richrelationships.us@gmail.com. This is a weekly podcast, and the new episodes are going to be posted on Monday by 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Remember, we're stronger together.
Let's grow.